but right now we're watching comics. With few exceptions like, well, Ginger Meggs, the Australian comic scene has struggled to create a culture as rich and as distinctive as the culture in the United States. But maybe that's all going to change. In the last few years, there have been some innovative comics published here. Ronnie Scott is editor of the arts and culture magazine The Lifted Brow, and he's doing a PhD on comics, and he's here to talk about a couple of recent publications. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
So tell us about some of the people who are making waves. Nikki Greenberg is one.
Yeah, absolutely. So recently, kind of in the last 3 or 4 years in Melbourne especially, there's been quite a lot of attention from major publishers in Australian comics. Nikki Greenberg is one of them. She did an adaptation of The Great Gatsby, which was very much a passion project, and I think it still hasn't been published in America due to copyright issues. But it's this beautiful, beautiful book, a lavish, very, very thoughtful graphic adaptation. And she followed that up with an adaptation of Hamlet, which was even more ambitious, as you'd expect. We've also had people like Sean Tan, obviously, gain a lot of critical attention. And last year at the Melbourne Writers Festival, there was a really strong comics program, including an adaptation of a Sean Tan graphic novel with a live orchestra.
So Sean Tan's work is a bit science fiction-y.
It's a little bit science fiction-y. I think that his artwork really arrives from sort of science fiction and fantasy draftsmanship. But he's not particularly a science fiction author. He's more kind of dark fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about any of these people. Uh-huh. You're opening a whole world to me here. Mandy Ord?
Mandy Ord, she sort of emerged in Melbourne as a bit of a zinester, a bit of a zine maker. And her comics are these wonderful, inky, very much drenched in the city, slice of life comics. And she's recently had a great big collection come out through Allen & Unwin called Sensitive Creatures.
So the book we're looking at today is called Blue, and it's by Pat Grant, and I've been reading it.
Yes.
It's an amazing-looking book. It doesn't look like a comic book. It's a big hardback book.
It's beautiful.
Beautifully produced.
Absolutely beautiful. And one of the interesting things about comics people is that they're obviously very concerned with graphics and with the appearance of things,
yeah.
And so Pat got to manage the entirety of the production process himself. And so the artist himself and the storyteller himself has everything to do with the fact that this is a beautiful, beautiful book.
So it's a beautiful book, but it's got a kind of ugliness to it too. Yeah. I mean, these are ugly people with an ugly story to tell. It's inspired by the Cronulla riots, and you can see that. It's screaming Cronulla at every page, but it's not set in Cronulla.
No, it's not. So Blue is set in a fictional town called Bolton, which is very much inspired by the beach towns that Pat Grant spent time in as a youth. And it's true that in, I think, 2005, right, he accidentally found himself in the middle of the Cronulla race riots. And that just got him thinking, he said in interviews, about just the way that Australian culture, and especially surf and beach culture, kind of crystallized around then into something a little bit ugly. And so Blue tells the story of three school children. They skip school sort of around, I think, the 1980s, the 1990s, and they basically just walk around this beach town, which is a quintessential Australian beach town. You know, it has the fish and chippery that sells chico rolls and schnitzels. It has this sort of half-closed-up newsagent that looks like the perfect Australian half-closed-up news agency. You know, he paints it very well.
When you say it's a quintessential Australian beach town, it's actually a quintessential Sydney beach town.
Yes.
On the outskirts of Sydney.
That's
it's
completely
got that
correct.
Feel to it. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely.
And it's certainly got that culture. I mean, all the slogans that we knew from, you know, we were born here or we grew here, you flew here,
yes.
Those kind of slogans, those racist slogans or those, well, you know, pro-Aussie slogans.
Sure.
They're there everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. Because at the time that these three kids skip school, the town has started to experience the arrival of blue people. And basically, the way that Pat grants, that Pat draws these blue people, they're sort of squiggly blue aliens with black eyes that you can't really read. They're always eating noodles, and their limbs look a little bit like noodles themselves. And so it's very much, I think, an allegory for the way that you know, immigrants are perceived in towns like this.
I mean, these people who represent the Australians or the locals are presented in a very ugly way.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's a very didactic comic.
I think it's a didactic comic.
Well, what do you mean you think it's a didactic comic?
Oh.
I mean, it's a very... How can it not be seen as a didactic comic?
Well, I think that basically, the way that Pat Grant avoids that is that he really steps back and just lets you look at the town and tells this story. And it's very much grounded in character as well. So I don't feel like he's sort of lecturing us about the way that we should treat people or the way that we should resist or embrace change. Because the character himself, the narrator, feels quite protective of the town and feels quite odd about this childhood experience. So you could call it didactic, but I'd just call it a wonderful piece of art, I think.
Yeah. I mean, comics are huge in Europe. I know that, you know, many of my friends in Europe have a shelf dedicated to high-end, you know, hardcover comics that sophisticated people know about this stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And, I mean, in America, there have been headlines since about the 80s that have said things like, zap, pow, bam, comics are growing up. And it's really only in the last 5 to 10 years that Australian kind of literary culture has caught up with that. And it's been fascinating to watch.
Mm. Yeah. And do you think that there is enough material coming out in Australia for us to develop an interest in our own work? Or is it always going to be primarily interested in what's happening overseas?
No, it's really starting, I think. And one of the things that I really love about Blue by Pat Grant is that, you know, while we have these amazing comics artists like Sean Tan and Nikki Greenberg, they have, as you were saying earlier, emerged from other traditions. Whereas Pat Grant has thought very, very carefully and very seriously about, especially the history of Australian surf comics, which is this whole kind of underground magazine culture that I didn't really know about, and which I think a lot of people probably would have seen the surface of, in that artwork, that Mambo artwork?
Yeah, I mean, I do know about these because that was the kind of comics I once read.
Yeah, wow, excellent. I completely missed it, and you don't sort of see it come up in comics culture very much today. But I love that this is a modern Australian comic book.
I mean, Pat Grant, we should say, isn't an inner city geek who, you know, plays computer games. He sees himself, well, his own description is Boofhead from the north coast of New South Wales.
Yep. And he's retreated from Melbourne after completing this comic to go live in a beach house and draw more comics and, you know, go surfing and things like that.
Quickly, we've got to talk about this as well. What am I holding?
You are holding the first issue of a serial comics anthology called Dailies, which is edited by the local Melbourne-based comics artist and graffiti tour guide of Melbourne's laneways, Michael P. Fakaris.
Right. I mean, it looks like the kind of lift out that used to be in the commercial press and the daily press. At weekends, there used to be a big magazine full of coloured comics, but the comics in this are a bit more alternative.
Yeah, absolutely.
These are not syndicated comics. You're not going to read the Flintstones in here.
But it's very much a play on that newspaper comics anthology, definitely.
And what does it represent? What's the cultural reference here?
I think that what it represents is just this wonderful kind of block of possibilities of what could happen in Australian comics in the next 10 years. It's all these artists doing kind of tiny little half-page works, full-page works, all thrown together, very, very different, but in this wonderful little anthology, which the editor is going to keep going every 2 months, roughly.
So it's a comic manifesto.
It's a comic manifesto, yeah absolutely.
You know, I love comics. I've always been a fan of comics, and parents of my parents' generation thought comics were bad for you. We used to read them surreptitiously. It was a kind of wicked thing to do. But I've been reading them ever since, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, it's very strange. Like back in the 1970s, you know, Batgirl was invented because a psychiatrist proposed the idea that Batman and Robin were teaching kids homosexuality. And that's when we got the disappearance of a lot of old horror comics and alternative comics that took many years to pull themselves out of the gutter again and, you know, and start being read widely. But
so Batgirl was actually designed to make young men's pulses race.
Pretty much, absolutely.
Worked in my case, I have to say.
To protect them.
Yes, to protect them. Gosh, well, that's a very interesting conversation. We should talk to you again.
I'd love you to. That'd be great.
And what's the topic of your PhD? Quickly.
Oh, God. It's about how space and time work in comics. Never ask me that again, please. It's very fun to work on. It's also nearly over and I can't wait.
Oh, okay. Well, you seem to be looking quite sane for someone who's writing a PhD. It's been good to talk. Ronnie Scott is the editor of the arts and culture magazine The Lifted Brow, and Blue by Pat Grant is published by Giramondo, and you can order Dailies, the little newspaper we're talking about, online.